Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Do you want to hear the messages that angels have for you? They want to help you live a more joyful life. Learn to connect directly to the archangels and immerse yourself in a beautiful, uplifting, experiential healing. Today, we have a special guest, a very dear friend of mine, Lisa Dory, and she's here to share with us Healing with the Angels. Lisa is an author, healer, and coach, working internationally with clients from all walks of life. She channels beautiful stories direct from the archangels, the divine feminine, and other divine beings, delivering profound healing and support. Whether people are looking to enhance their spiritual connection or overcome difficult challenges, her healing is a fabulous and beautiful experience. And I can tell you that I've experienced a number of healings from Lisa, and they are still with me today. They're something that nourishes you and becomes part of you, and not only uplifts you in the moment, but it continues to carry you on long after you've had the session. After a long career carrying out business transformation in the corporate world, Lisa moved to making a difference with people's personal transformation. She's married and has two sons, and she lives just outside London. And we are pre-recording the show, and today is Halloween, and Lisa has just turned out all of her lights and disconnected her bell, because in London right now, it's time for the trick-or-treaters to be coming out, and she didn't want the doorbell going and the dog barking over and over. So, welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
So great. As you can hear, Lisa has a beautiful, beautiful voice. It's so fun to listen to her. And when she does the healings with the angels, it just feels like you are surrounded by heavenly music. So, Lisa, how did you start working with the angels?
Well, I've been a Reiki master for about 13 years, and I'd also learned pranic healing. And it wasn't really until I left my corporate job and bought my dog and started walking in the forest that the angels came. They found me, and I just realized that they were walking with me and communicating with me. And I could see, while I could see them, I could see all sorts of, like a video playing out in front of me with, when I was doing healing or thinking about special people, and I just asked them to teach me more, and I started off quite simple, and now I can do fantastic healings for people. It's been really amazing.
Yes, you do, and it is amazing. So which angels do you work with?
I work with the four archangels, so Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Raphael. But I've also worked with the Divine Feminine in so many different forms. And then there's other people who I see, who sometimes there's clouds of cherubs that sing healings to people, and the music is the thing that actually shifts whatever needs to be released. And sometimes we go to different levels. We can't really describe it any other than that, and meet. I think I see them as elders, but I think they're probably ascended masters. I'm not sure who they are, but they come forward and do their specific piece to help that individual. So it's whoever, I see the archangels as a portal. They stand around you and they keep you safe, and then the divine light comes down and we meet whoever needs to come forward to help that particular person with whatever it is that is going on for them.
So what difference has this angel work made in your life?
Well, even though I loved my old job, it didn't nourish me at all. And I just was getting more and more empty. And I'd read all about, Esther and Jerry Hicks and about going with the flow. And I suddenly realized I was going totally against the flow. And I would just lie there in my hotel room far from home and say, you know, please just let me be nourished. Let me go with the flow and let me be nourished by what I do instead of being stripped by what I do. And then I just became ill and had to leave. And I just feel so nourished in all the work I do and just feeling this guidance around me. And it's the most, you know, I'm so happy now. I mean, I was happy doing my old job, but I'm so happy at such a deep level. I can't really describe it. It's wonderful.
Yes, and it shows in the energy that you have about you. I have a knack for feeling energy, and in the time that we've known each other, as you've gotten more and more into the angel work, this incredibly peaceful feeling has just grown and grown around you, and the light about you has gotten more and more brilliant.
Yeah, I feel like that too. And sometimes people say, you know, they can see a glow about me, which I sort of find hard to believe, that it's almost like so many people have mentioned it. I think, okay. I feel that. So the fact that other people are seeing it, I think, all right, I'll believe that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I've had sessions with you and I know that the work you do is really powerful and really accurate. And, yeah, I'm realizing as we're having this conversation that as I was introducing you at the beginning of the show that I was, and even as we were getting ready to do this, that I was getting more and more ungrounded and out of my body. And I started seeing angels, when I was preschool. And there's some part of me that really rejected that and believed that it wasn't true. I mean, that's what I was told. And I still hear angels and get messages, and I've, you know, heard things from, you know, other people that channel angels, and everything from Doreen Virtue to Carolyn Mace talking about angels. And I realize that there's a part of me that has remained, that stayed really skeptical.
I met someone at the weekend who said, actually, I've had an encounter with an angel and I've never been able to talk about it with anybody else because I feel so foolish and it feels so, it just doesn't feel as if it's anything I can talk about, but it's so nice to be able to talk about it with you and you understand and I'm not crazy and, you know, can you, you know, so we have this discussion about it, and I think there's a lot of people out there who are receiving information and don't quite, because it's coming from angels, they almost don't want to hear it, so because it doesn't maybe feel so safe or it feels a little weird or, you know, but I think if they're there, they just want you to hear them.
Yeah, Tesla had inventions that were so far beyond his time, and someone had asked him, you know, where he was getting his information, and we started to talk about, you know, receiving information from aliens, and all of a sudden, boom, that's the end. Nobody, you know, let's stop his career right now. Yeah. And people weren't ready to hear it. And the information with the angels has sort of been relegated to this idea of, you know, religion and, you know, people having to have a particular kind of faith about it. And, you know, as I'm listening to you, you know, I'm seeing that, you know, there's this whole realm of support and love and help that we really need and long for, that's available to us, that you're really connected to, that so many of us, like myself, have been really pushing away. I know that when I get some messages wanting to come in, that I tend to think, oh, that's my imagination.
Yeah. I find that the people, some of the people I work with have, you know, just can't compute about angels. They just can't compute. And I just ask, are you open to trying something that's, you know, if they're coming with a particular problem, I say, are you open? And they go, yeah, I'm open to anything. I need to get out of this pain. Okay, this will help you. And all of them have just said, I just don't, you know, I would never have believed with my mind that this would work, and yet I can feel the difference, and I can, you know, things start happening. It's as if you just release a big cork, a big stopper that's stopping everything, and once the angels get to work with the light, it's like they take that away and let things flow, both flowing to you and things flowing from you that you don't need anymore. And it's just about being open.
Mm, yes, so beautiful. So for those listening that are really curious but maybe want to have a little bit better idea of what you do, could you tell people about your site and the healing audios that you offer and how they can get those? It's free on your site.
That's right. If you go to lisadorey.com, Dorey is D-O-R-E-Y, then there's two free healing audios. And basically, I just describe what I see, and I take you into a beautiful forest, surround you by the archangels, the light pours down on you, and then things happen. And depending on what we're going through, is what comes. And those two audios were around really feeling that support of the archangels and feeling the peace and the love that's coming down in the divine light. And what the other one is talking around being part of a wonderful healing community, that you are not alone, that having received this healing, it's almost like a key to a door, to a sanctuary that you can go anytime you want to, because you, having been through the technique once, you can just do it for yourself and feel that support. And if you're going through a difficult meeting or a difficult discussion with your partner or something, you can just pull the angels around you and just let them feel that support around you, and it's almost like a guided visualization or a bit like a meditation. They last about half an hour, and they're available for free, because it's hard to describe what I do.
Beautiful. And as you can hear, Lisa's voice is just so soothing and lovely to listen to. So for free, you can get these two healing sessions on her site, which is lisadorey.com, L-I-S-A-D-O-R-E-Y. Again, that's L-I-S-A-D-O-R-E-Y, lisadorey.com. You can get these two free healing audios and get not only a sample of her work, but get healing just by listening. When you work with her individually, you'll get an individual healing for yourself, but hearing this more general healing is still very powerful. So we're going to break now, and as we take this brief pause in the interview, just open your heart and stay with the possibility of listening to the angels. And we'll be right back after this break and go deeper into this topic of healing with the angels. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Bottom selector.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser show.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite Pure Powder Form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at OpenLiveNow.com. And today we have Lisa Dory from just outside of London, and she is here sharing with us Healing with the Angels. Lisa is an author, healer, and coach, and she works with internationally with clients from all walks of life, and she channels stories direct from archangels, the divine feminine, and other divine beings, and delivers a really profound healing and support for you in your life. And you can find her at lisadory.com. That's L-I-S-A-D-O-R-E-Y, lisadory.com. She has three free healing audios available for you on her site where you can get immediate healing for free right now and also get a sample of what her work is like. So I know that you have just released a book, and I would like to hear more about that.
Well, because the healings take the form of stories, and I've sort of done some talking to people about it, and they were saying that fairy stories in the olden days, you know, people would sit around the campfire and they would tell stories, and stories that people would remember that have a message. And I realized that all these healings were coming forward in the form of stories. And sometimes, you know, I'm seeing this so clearly, like a little film that's running through. And I just thought, gosh, I want these. And I also realized that I was healing more and more people, but many of the underlying issues were very, very, very similar. It might be people feeling that they weren't good enough. It might be people feeling that the pressures of life are relentless and people always want things from you. And because you're in that state of perpetual tension that you just can't function. So you're almost paralyzed because everywhere you move, there's someone wanting something from you. And I realized that because these were so similar, that I could write a book of these stories that anyone could pick up and read and get some relief from. And I also set the intention that the healing would come through just by either reading it or hearing it, because I've done an audio of it. And when I've sent the sample chapters to people, they've gone, oh, I feel like I'm almost in a meditative state when I'm reading that. And I said, good, that's exactly what I want you to feel. And it just brings comfort. And so you can take that story, and when you're feeling in a bad place, you can just imagine that whatever's happening for, so this person who's so stressed has got fingers pointing and surrounding them so they can't move, and then the fingers melt and turn to wax and run away. So you can imagine that all the stresses of, that you're going through just turn to wax and run away and run down a drain. Suddenly you feel a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And that was my whole intention of putting this book together. And they're very different stories. And I do expect that some people will really resonate with some of them and just read something and they don't really understand what that's all about, because it won't be meaningful for what they're going through. But I think there's plenty there that most people will get. I think there's about 15 or 16 stories, and I think most people will really relate to about 10 of them.
Yes, and you're very, very rich in giving images, and our minds all work in images, and those images speak to us, and we have a craving for those images. And just even when you're saying, you know, the fingers pointing and then imagine them turning to wax and melting, just hearing you say that, I felt that and felt more peaceful inside myself. And I know that your stories are very, very rich with these beautiful images that work immediately and then also stay with you.
And I think it's the fact that they stay with you that, you know, because when we go, if we go for a massage, and I mean, I go for Reiki sessions myself with another practitioner, you feel great, but you can't recapture that once it's gone. But with a story, you can be thinking about, I don't know, if you're floating and something's draining away from you, you can just imagine as you're lying in bed at night that you're back floating and everything is draining away and you're feeling cleaner and clearer. And that's why I think it's so powerful. And, you know, really, I wanted to get this into the hands of as many people as possible, because everyone seems to be going through such a tough time right now. And I think any sort of form that people can just have access to quickly and easily will just help with the general peace in the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love it that you, I just saw that you're calling yourself the angel interpreter, and that's such a accurate title for you. And as we were talking earlier, that there are angels, you know, speaking to everyone all the time, but it's not so easy for everyone to hear. And what a lovely gift that you could sort of translate these messages, you know, and hold a space and help people feel safe.
I think, I hadn't realized this, but, you know, when you look back, you can see the patterns in your own life, and you sort of, they hit you like a brick sometimes that you just haven't noticed. And, you know, I studied, I did an interpreting degree in French and Spanish, and then I went to interpret, I was the interface between IT and the business, and that couldn't speak to each other in words that they both understood. So I was interpreting between those two groups of people using their different language that both sides could understand. And what I found is that some people, when they talk through angels or about angels, they are talking in a very reverential way. And I went to something years ago, and it was, I'm not disrespecting that at all, but it just wasn't resonant for me. And reverential is the wrong word. But when I'm talking and seeing things, I'm seeing them in a very, very matter of fact, very in this time, you know, word. So I see the angels pull down a video screen and show a picture of something. And I see the angels, you know, if somebody's head is very full of stuff, I might see something very much of today, like, you know, rope or knots or something like that. So I'm working with very, it is interpreting for the language of today as opposed to anything else. So people can understand very clearly exactly what it is they're trying to say. And sometimes, you know, you think, well, that doesn't really go with angels that float about in with wings in the sky, but I don't see them like that.
That's so lovely, because like if someone is training in athletics, if they're doing the physical training, they benefit a lot. And if they visualize the physical training, they can actually get more benefit than if they're physically doing the training. And so you offer this incredible key, the visualization. And so it's a visualization and interpretation and this rich story that really speaks to our unconscious, which controls at least 80% of what we do in our life. And when we have lasting change, it comes from the unconscious. And so in a very peaceful way that feels safe and sweet and gentle, you just kind of come in with these images that just help unravel and melt away and the stresses and the blocks, and bring in this really healing light energy.
Thank you. I think one thing that's so good about this is that I can see something in my mind, and I describe, and I can see exactly where someone might be standing, you know, and it's always outside in nature, and I'll describe it, but because it's not, because we've got so used to video and television where someone has decided what that looks like, this isn't like that. I'll just describe what I can see, and then you will see what you see. So I might be seeing you standing in a clearing in a forest, and I know exactly what sort of trees are around there. You will see your forest with the trees that you can see and the sort of trees that are around you. So it suddenly becomes so much more personal to you, and it's something that you really relate to. And when I talk about wax fingers, you see your wax fingers and not the ones that I've decided are the ones. And that's why it becomes healing for you. Because even though I'm using those words and conveying an image, your mind and your own set of things going on in your brain is interpreting it perfectly for you. So you'll get the same thing, but with an image that you will, which will support you so much longer.
Yes, and our whole psyche and being, and then physical body and energy level all responds to that image.
Yeah.
And deep brain level.
I wanted to illustrate my book, and I couldn't. I can't draw. I look at any images on the internet and I can't find the perfect thing. And so the closest thing I could do was take photographs of the forest, and there's a few of those on my website, but, you know, I really realized that everyone's forest is going to be different, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's beautiful. So tell people again your contact information, you know, your web address, and about the free gifts that you have there for them before we go to our next break.
So the book is called The Angel Stories, and the website is theangelstories.co.uk. And if you click on the actual picture of the book or the CD, then you will get a sample chapter of them, so you can have a look and you can have a feel of what these stories are like. So you get the actual story, and then you get a commentary about where this might be useful, or a little bit about the person's struggles that they were going through and how this helped them and how it could help someone else in that same situation.
So lisadori.com. And Lisa also has a free visualization, 3 healing visualizations, where she takes you through an angel healing, and you can experience healing immediately for free and get a sample of her work. And we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear more from Lisa Dori, the angel interpreter. We'll be right back.
Bottom selector.
Yeah.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Josiah, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Bonum Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at OpenLiveNow.com. And today we have the angel interpreter with us, Lisa Dorey from the UK. You can find her at LisaDorey.com. That's L-I-S-A-D-O-R-E-Y, LisaDorey.com. And Lisa has just released her book, The Angel Stories, and there's so much I could say about it that it almost leaves me speechless, but it's sort of like guided meditations, but it's actually deep energy healing sessions of a very powerful nature, and it brings fantastic results. So you can check out our site and download 3 free healings and also link to her book and get a sample chapter. So that's LisaDorey.com. So, Lisa, I was taking a shower before we had this conversation, and while in the shower, it came to me to ask you to do something that's a little different than what you normally do. I know you normally do longer healings, but I'm going to do it anyway. What came to me was to ask for a very shortened version, sample of the healing work that you do. And the topic that came up is it's just over a year that I've been doing the show, and I had a clear message to do the radio show. It was not something that I had ever considered doing. And the message was so clear. It felt like I was being almost struck by lightning. And so I said yes, even though I was thinking, this is crazy. And then I've gotten more and more into it. And I was very surprised last month when I got a very clear message just out of the blue. It said for me to close the radio show at the end of December. And I actually felt some grief with that, some sadness, and thought, what in the world? I was just getting geared up to have this grow. So I've learned that it's important to listen to those messages. So I am, and I'll be closing, opening to Ecstasy Radio at the end of December. And what was coming to me was to ask you to do a short healing or helping me hear the messages, something about being really open to guidance. And for those listening, I know that what's so important in our lives and getting more and more important all the time is listening to spirit guidance and following it, to listening and following spirit guidance. So, Lisa, how does that resonate with you? Is that something you feel like we could try here on air?
I think we'll have a go. It's not the same as normal, but let's just have a go.
So I'm going to turn it over to you and be in the position of receiving and let you completely guide this, because this is your area of mastery.
Okay. So you need to sit with your feet on the ground. It's really important to be grounded. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths just to get rid of, just to center yourself and get rid of old energy. So, just imagine that you are connected. You have beautiful Reiki energy pouring over you like a fountain that's coming down through the top of your head, right the way down, through you and around you. And when you get to your feet, you can feel your feet really on the floor, and you can feel roots going out of the bottom of your feet, round rocks, deep, deep in the ground, holding you and anchoring you. So we work with such powerful energy. You really need to be grounded. You feel this coming down through you. And imagine that you are now standing in this beautiful forest. And it's still, and there's nobody here except you. And the archangels appear next to you on your right. They're going to come in fast because we've only got a short period of time, but they've been to see you so many times. That's fine. So the Archangel Michael is on your right. He's tall. He's 20 feet tall. He's looking down on you with such kindness, standing very close to you. And here on your left is Archangel Gabriel. And again, the joy at seeing you again is just, the love is pouring from them. And ahead of you is Archangel Uriel, who's actually kneeling. He's kneeling down in front of you, crouching down as if speaking to a little child. And he's putting his hand on your face and just turning your face to look him right in the eye. And he's saying, don't be frightened. Everything is fine. We are here with you and we are taking care of you always. And though this might not make any sense, trust us. We will never let you fall. And then behind you is Archangel Raphael, who just stands very close to you and puts his hands on your shoulders. You can just feel the gentle touch. You can almost feel a sort of electricity, like green flashes of electricity that are just pulsing down through you. This is recharging you in some way. Just magical pulses of new energy coming into you. And above you, from the top of the trees through the sky, is this beautiful column of shimmering. It's like this light is just shimmering silver and palest of purpley grey. Beautiful, and it's washing all the way through you, and it's washing all the way around you, right the way through you. And reaching through this column of light is a pair of hands. The Divine Feminine is taking hold of your hands and pulling you out to go with her. And as you walk through the forest, walk into the beautiful garden, which is the garden of the Healing Castle. And she's walking you through the rose garden. There's lots of people here. All quiet. They've all been here for healing and they're all staying here to help everyone else. And they're just greeting you with such love. And they're taking you to the very end. And they're taking you to the elders who are sitting under a tree, a beautiful weeping willow tree. And there's a long table laid out and there's a real purity of light coming from them all, and one of them comes to you. You sort of stop at the edge of the branches as if you don't want to go into that hallowed space. And they're saying, thank you for coming. You're ready for the next step now. There's more people for you to reach. Are you willing to take on this next piece? And you're very humbled by their presence and the fact that you've been asked. Just you, you're sitting there thinking, me, I've been asked for this. And they're telling you that it's very important and there's so many people that you need to be helping with your gift. And to not be afraid. Like they're giving you something and I can't see what they're giving you. It's a key. It's a huge big key. It's like a huge golden key and it's probably about 9 inches long and it's really heavy. And you're just looking at the key and thinking, well, where's this, what's this going to open? And they're pointing and round the corner is this huge gate. It's like a wrought iron gate, very, very fancy, very tall. And behind it, standing very silently, is this huge crowd of people and they're just standing there behind a massive iron gate, and behind the railings, they just, you know that that key is to go and open that gate. And you walk up and you open, put the key in the lock. And they're all standing there, absolutely waiting, bated breath. They've been waiting for you such a long time. You open the key, turn the key in the lock, and the lock, the door just springs open, and there's such joy that you're going to meet these people who have been waiting for you, and there's so many. So many. And there's tears running down your face, and you notice there's tears running down their faces because they've been waiting for you. And the Divine Feminine takes you by the hand and says, you've opened the door now, take the key with you. You need to come back with me. You will understand how you're now here to serve on such a big level. And as she's walking with you, she walks you back down away from the people in the garden, back down towards the archangels who are standing there, and you return to this beam of light. And you notice that the light is just turning to sunshine. And you notice the archangels, you turn around to them and just say, thank you for showing me this. And Divine Feminine, they all smile and just melt away. And you can feel in your feet that the roots are beginning to come back into your feet. And you look in your hand and you have that key. And you must get that key. You must get an old key and you must hold an old key now. And as you wiggle your toes and your fingers and take a deep breath, open your eyes.
Hmm.
Thank you, Lisa. this seems so out of place, but it's actually time for a commercial break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Lisa Dory, the angel interpreter, after this quick break.
Well done, Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I'm so happy to be with you today. And I am so blessed to be speaking to my dear friend, Lisa Dory from the UK. And she is the angel interpreter. You can find her at lisadory.com. That's L-I-S-A-D-O-R-E-Y, lisadory.com. And when you go to her site, you can get 3 healing audios that will lead you through an angel healing. And when you work with her personally, you'll get your own very personal healing. But just listening to these more general healings are still absolutely exquisite and can give you healings that will stay with you for the rest of your life. Lisa has also just written a book, The Angel Stories, and you can link to that from her site and get a free chapter from her book, and I encourage you to get the whole book, especially her audio, where she's reading these exquisite stories. And for any of you listening to the show, you can hear her voice, and it's just so pleasant to listen to. So before we went to break, Lisa was giving me a very lovely short for her version of the angel healing that she does. And first of all, Lisa, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. That was absolutely exquisite. And then I had a question. The key that you were talking about at the end, was that an actual literal key?
In sometimes when things like that happen, I think it's really important to, you were given a key, but if you can actually go and get a key and have it somewhere close to you that you can see it, it's almost taking the crossing the two dimensions, because you've got a key
on
that beautiful place and you have a key here, and it's just tying it closer together. It's sometimes, not every time, but sometimes, and I've had someone giving lace to somebody, and I said, you need to just have that piece of lace. Or in one of mine, I got that someone gave me a present, and it was a heart, and I went out and bought the perfect heart that I sort of seen. I looked around at lots of little things. It's hanging on my wall now, this little heart, and every time I see it, I'm straight back in that place, in that healing, and it's anchoring that in. It was so, I again, you know, I don't quite understand the healing, I don't understand healing. The message, sometimes I don't understand the message, but the person that I'm doing it for just goes, oh, that's absolutely clear, I understand that. And even if it's not clear at the time, it will become clear, because you've had, you know, the guidance part that came through about trust us, don't worry, it might feel strange, but trust us. And then showing you all those people that you've got to scale up, and you know, I'm sure you reach a lot with your radio show, but you've got to do something really big with a lot of people. And he showed you all those people. I saw them all, and you saw them all. And now the door's been opened, and you can reach them somehow.
Well, it's interesting, because in meditation this morning, as I said before on air, there's this year has been very unusual in a lot of ways, and the thing that is the most unusual for me is that every single month I've lost at least one person that I've had a heart connection with, and I've never had anywhere near this much death in my life. And I had gotten to a point of kind of shock about it. And this morning in meditation, because it's Halloween, I thought, okay, I'm going to open up to do some sort of honoring for all these people. And immediately I felt like all of them come to me at once in their light bodies. And the message that I got from them was that there were many, many people for me to heal. And it was there was more to it than that, and I'll be writing about that in my newsletter. But that was what they were telling me, and so it's interesting that you're saying the same thing.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. No, I didn't. You didn't tell me that. So my goodness, I just saw it so clearly, and there, you know, there was it was like people. Did you see the royal wedding?
No.
Right, outside Buckingham Palace, there were gates like that, and there were just throngs and throngs and throngs of people just going in every direction. There were faces, and that's what I saw. So,
that. Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, I will sit with that, and I'm sure that more and more will unfold, as always do, with your lovely healings. So we have about 2 minutes left before I need to be introducing the next week's show. So in the last couple of minutes, Lisa, what would you like to leave the listeners with?
Just about just calling the archangels around you. You heard how it happened. I mean, it happened a bit quick, but just get yourself really grounded. Put your feet on the floor and just call them and they will come and they will stand with you, and you can just feel extra support and love. That support and love is what a lot of my clients have really said. You know, that's the feeling that, you know, almost like when I was a child and I was held, or that's the sort of big hug, and an energetic hug that I just needed to help me through. And they will be there for you, and they will support you, and you can call them on your own. And I think it's just, we don't have to do it all on our own. And so many of us have just realized or thought all our life that, you know, they've got to do it their way and just can't ask for some help. And they're there to, they won't come and help you until you ask. But as soon as you ask, they're there and they will help you. And then listen and watch for how they help you, because they will help you in a way that you don't expect.
Thank you so much for that, Lisa, and thank you so much for being on the show today. And yes, we do have help. We have help from the angels, and people can also have help from you. A lot of times doing something new like that, at first nothing seems to happen. But if people, first of all, download your free audio healings, that can get them started, and even so much more so, to have a session with you and have their own individual healing that they can keep in their hearts and benefit from forever. So you can find this at lisadorey.com, L-I-S-A-D-O-R-E-Y, lisadorey.com. Get her free audios there for you. You can click over to look at her book and get a free chapter sample. And you can also contact her and get to know her better, and have your own angel healing session. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Lisa.
Oh, it's been lovely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, my dear. So for all the rest of you out there, I so appreciate each and every one of you. Next week, it feels odd to shift right away into announcing another show, but the show must go on. So next week, we have a woman named Pamela McQuaid. She's a speaker, author, and master healer, and she'll be sharing insights on being spiritually rich and sexy. John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, writes that Pamela's book, Spiritually Rich and Sexy, helps you find the beauty within and love yourself first. McQuaid shows how to uncover the diamond within by raising your consciousness, cleansing and healing your body, and filling your heart with love. And in doing this, the life that you always dreamed of will materialize right in front of your eyes. So tune into Opening to Ecstasy next week at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, for Spiritually Rich and Sexy with Pamela McQuaid. And I want to, again, thank all of you for listening. And, again, thank you, Lisa, as you are doing this pre-record with me on Halloween and hiding out in your house with the lights off and the doorbell turned off as the trick-or-treaters are passing you by so that we can do the show today. And one more time, I want to share with everyone your website, www.lisadorey.com, L-I-S-A-D-O-R-E-Y. I encourage you to go to her site right now and get the three free audios that she has there for you, and listen to one immediately and experience this angel healing. Check out her book at lisadorey.com. Thank you again so much, Lisa. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Many blessings on your path.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.